No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 27th day of June. We are winding this week down together. I hope it's been a great week for each and every single one of you. Today we are reading. Let me see where we're at here. I thought it was all set up. I'm not set up. Okay, we are reading today 1 Kings chapters 17 through 19, and today's the last day in the Christian Standard Bible. 1 Kings chapter 17. Now Elijah the Tishbite from the Gilead settlers said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, in whose presence I stand, there will be no dew or rain during these years except by my command." Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide at the Wadi Cherith, where it enters the Jordan. You are to drink from the Wadi. I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there." So he proceeded to do what the Lord commanded. Elijah left and lived at the Wadi Cherith, where it enters the Jordan. The ravens kept bringing him bread and meat in the morning and in the evening, and he would drink from the wadi. After a while, the wadi dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Get up, go to Zephirath that belongs to Sidon and stay there. Look, I have commanded a woman who is a widow to provide for you there." So Elijah got up and went to Zarephath. When he arrived at the city gate, there was a widow gathering wood. Elijah called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup and let me drink." As she went to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I don't have anything baked, only a handful of flour in the jar and a bit of oil in the jug. Just now, I am gathering a couple of sticks in order to go prepare it for myself and my son so we can eat it and die." Then Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a small loaf from it and bring it out to me. Afterward, you may make some for yourself and your son, for this is what the Lord God of Israel says. The flour jar will not become empty, and the oil jug will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the surface of the land." So she proceeded to do according to the word of Elijah. Then the woman, Elijah, and her household ate for many days. The flour jar did not become empty, and the oil jug did not run dry, according to the word of the Lord he had spoken through Elijah. After this, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. His illness got worse until he stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, "Man of God, what do you have against me? Have you come to call attention to my iniquity so that my son is put to death?" But Elijah said to her, "Give me your son." So he took him from her arms, brought him up to the upstairs room where he was staying, and laid him on his own bed. Then he cried out to the Lord and said, "Lord my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow I am staying with by killing her son?" Then he stretched himself out over the boy 3 times. He cried out to the Lord and said, "Lord my God, please let this boy's life come into him again." So the Lord listened to Elijah, and the boy's life came into him again, and he lived. Then Elijah took the boy, brought him down from the upstairs room into the house, and gave him to his mother. Elijah said, "Look, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know you are a man of God, and the Lord's word from your mouth is true." After a long time, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the 3rd year. "Go and present yourself to Ahab. I will send rain on the surface of the land." So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. The famine was severe in Samaria. Ahab called for Obadiah, who was in charge of the palace. Obadiah was a man who greatly feared the Lord and took 100 prophets and hid them, 50 men to a cave, and provided them with food and water when Jezebel slaughtered the Lord's prophets. Ahab said to Obadiah, "Go throughout the land to every spring and to every wadi. Perhaps we'll find grass so we can keep the horses and mules alive and not have to destroy any cattle." They divided the land between them in order to cover it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went the other way by himself. When Obadiah was walking along the road, Elijah suddenly met him. When Obadiah recognized him, he fell face down and said, "Is it you, my lord Elijah?" "It is I," he replied. "Go tell your lord, Elijah is here." But Obadiah said, "What sin have I committed that you are handing your servant over to Ahab to put me to death? As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my lord has not sent someone to search for you. When they said, 'He is not here,' he made that kingdom or nation swear they had not found you. Now you say, 'Go tell your lord, Elijah is here.' But when I leave you, the spirit of the Lord may carry you off to some place I don't know. Then when I go report to Ahab and he doesn't find you, he will kill me. But I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. Wasn't it reported to my lord what I did when Jezebel slaughtered the Lord's prophets? I hid 100 of the prophets of the Lord, 50 men to a cave, and I provided them with food and water. Now you say, 'Go tell your lord, Elijah is here. He will kill me.'" Then Elijah said, "As the Lord of armies lives, in whose presence I stand, today I will present myself to Ahab." Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him. Then Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Is that you, the one ruining Israel?" He replied, "I have not ruined Israel, but you and your father's family have, because you have abandoned the Lord's commands and followed the Baals. Now summon all Israel to meet me at Mount Carmel, along with the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab summoned all the Israelites and gathered the prophets at Mount Carmel. Then Elijah approached all the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him." But the people didn't answer him a word. Then Elijah said to the people, "I am the only remaining prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let two bulls be given to us. They are to choose one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces, place it on the wood, but not light the fire. I will prepare the other bull and place it on the wood, but not light the fire. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who answers with fire. He is God." All the people answered, "That's fine." Then Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Since you are so numerous, choose for yourselves one bull and prepare it first. Then call on the name of your God, but don't light the fire." So they took the bull that he gave them, prepared it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "Baal, answer us." But there was no sound. No one answered. Then they danced around the altar they had made. At noon, Elijah mocked them. He said, "Shout loudly, for he's a god. Maybe he's thinking it over. Maybe he has wandered away. Or maybe he's on the road. Perhaps he's sleeping and will wake up." They shouted loudly and cut themselves with knives and spears according to their custom until blood gushed over them. All afternoon they kept on raving until the offering of the evening sacrifice, but there was no sound. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near me." So all the people approached him. Then he repaired the Lord's altar that had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Israel will be your name." And he built an altar with the stones in the name of the Lord. Then he made a trench around the altar large enough to hold about 4 gallons. Next, he arranged the wood, cut up the bull, and placed it on the wood. He said, "Fill 4 water pots with water and pour it on the offering to be burned and on the wood." Then he said, "A second time." And they did it a second time. And then he said, "A third time." and they did it a third time. So the water ran all around the altar. He even filled the trench with water. At the time for offering the evening sacrifice, the prophet Elijah approached the altar and said, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that at your word, I have done all these things. Answer me, Lord. Answer me so that this people will know that you, the Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back." Then the Lord's fire fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell face down and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Then Elijah ordered them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let even one of them escape." So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the Wadi Kishon and slaughtered them there. Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a rainstorm." So Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah went up to the summit of Carmel. He bent down on the ground and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up and look toward the sea." So he went up, looked, and said, "There's nothing." Seven times Elijah said, "Go back." On the seventh time he reported, "There's a cloud as small as a man's hand coming up from the sea." Then Elijah said, "Go and tell Ahab, get your chariot ready and go down so the rain doesn't stop you." In a little while, the sky grew dark with clouds and wind, and there was a downpour. So Ahab got in his chariot and went to Jezreel. The power of the Lord was on Elijah, and he tucked his mantle under his belt and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Ahab told Jezebel everything that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, "May the gods punish me and do so severely if I don't make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then Elijah became afraid and immediately ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba that belonged to Judah, he left his servant there. But he went on a day's journey into the wilderness. He sat down under a broom tree and prayed that he might die. He said, "I have had enough. Lord, take my life, for I'm no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down and slept under the broom tree. Suddenly, an angel touched him. The angel told him, "Get up and eat." Then he looked, and there at his head was a loaf of bread baked over hot stones and a jug of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord returned for a second time and touched him. He said, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you." So he got up, ate, and drank. Then on the strength from that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. He entered a cave there and spent the night. Suddenly the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of armies, but the Israelites have abandoned your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are looking for me to take my life." Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the Lord's presence." At that moment, the Lord passed by. A great and mighty wind was tearing at the mountains and was shattering cliffs before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a voice, a soft whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of armies," he replied, "but the Israelites have abandoned your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they're looking for me to take my life." And the Lord said to him, "Go and return by the way you came to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you are to anoint Hazael as king over Aram. You are to anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah as prophet in your place. Then Jehu will put to death whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death whoever escapes the sword of Jehu. But I will leave 7,000 in Israel, every knee that has not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Elijah left there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing. 12 teams of oxen were in front of him, and he was with the 12th team. Elijah walked by him and threw his mantle over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran to follow Elijah, and said, "Please let me kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow you." "Go on back," he replied, "for what have I done to you?" So he turned back from following him, took the team of oxen, and slaughtered them. With the oxen's wooden yoke and plow, he cooked the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he left, followed Elijah, and served him. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time together in your word, and we thank you for this week. We lay this week at your feet. Everything that is not ours to hold on to, we relinquish to you. And I pray that we would actually be able to do that, not just say that or think that, but we would let go and surrender to you and trust you with that which we give to you. Thank you for your faithfulness. We love you and we praise you. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning, DABC family, Pam in Connecticut. Calling to intercede on behalf of Maya and little Ella. I heard her today and my heart hurts. But Heavenly Father, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. You are the provider. I pray that you open the door that this family needs, that this little girl needs, that the right doctors are placed in her path, that their hands are guided by you and you alone, Lord. I pray peace and I pray comfort over Maya and her family. And I just, Heavenly Father, I ask that you be with them, that you cover them with your love and your comfort, that she knows that you are with her. And for little Amari, Lord, I don't pretend to know why these things happen to the innocents, but I know that your hand covers them, that your hand is over them and their families. And I pray faith and endurance and strength for these families. And I thank all of the DABC family. I am new to this, but you are helping me so much in my walk. And for that, my Heavenly Father, I give thanks. And I ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Hi, this is Blessed in the Northwest. Thank you all so much for praying. Just an update. The deposition has been canceled, which is a huge praise. Our next court date would be July 13th. He would like to have temporary custody until things are resolved, which means he would keep my son in Montana. We're praying against that. The judge is assigning a guardian ad litem, which will help investigate things. So if you would just pray that this person would see the manipulation and things that are going on the other side. Also, I just want to pray for Lynn for her exams. Father, I pray that you would bless her with knowledge and wisdom and understanding for her pharmacy exams. I pray that you would be with her and give her comfort. Just help her to be relaxed in that. Help her to understand that you are with her throughout all of this. Father, I pray for Maya and Ella. God, please provide the doctor, provide the insurance, provide all that she's needed. And Jehovah Rapha, touch her body and restore healing to her body from these burns. Holy Father, be with her family. Father, for the other little baby that has tumors, I pray that you would be with her as well. Jehovah Rapha, touch her. Be with her. Bless her. Be with her family and remove these tumors from her body. For the woman who has lymphocytic issues, God, I pray, Jehovah Rapha, that your hand would be on her, that you would drain the lymph nodes, remove the lymphocytes, that you would help her to find doctors and medical personnel that would be able to help her as well. And Jehovah, just have your hand on her. I pray in Jesus' holy name.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible, chronological friends, family. This is Cindy calling from British Columbia, Canada. I'm asking for a prayer for my daughter, Madison. We are surrounded by addiction. My husband and I have recently become separated due to his alcoholism and unsafe behaviors. She has a good friend and his mom, both dealing with addiction. We're surrounded by these situations that are breaking our hearts for the people that we love. We've had to maintain a safe distance and boundaries and praying for them and trying to love them from a safe place. Madison is scheduled to register for her next university courses on June the 30th. The courses are already filling up and some of them are full. And I'm just asking for prayer that she gets into the courses that she needs to get into on June the 30th, that the Lord will just continue to make a way for her, that he will guide her path, and that she will accept the path that's laid out before her. I pray that she will have peace in her heart and wisdom and maintain her love and compassion for others struggling at the same time that she's trying so hard to make her own way and to just do what is right and love on others and also care for herself. Thank you, DAB community. I pray for all of you as I hear your prayers coming in real time, and I pray, please, you'll pray for Madison on June the 30th. God bless you all. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Gina in Riverside. I just want to lift up baby Ella and her mom who called in today. It's the 23rd of June. I heard the pain in your voice, and as a mom, my heart hurts with you, with your daughter. Who's going through the situation, this trial. So I just want, I'm praying for you, but I just wanted to call in and speak words of encouragement. I know God is an on-time God. We don't always understand the doors that are opening, the doors that are closing, but he does. So I just want to encourage you to continue to put your trust in him, believe in him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. He is a way maker, and the doors that we can't see, he is working them all out. I believe and have faith that he's working things out. So I just want to encourage you today. I am here with you, standing in the gap and praying, seeking God as well in the situation with baby Ella. So we believe God for her healing and know that God's hand is in this. So be blessed today. God bless you.